You didn't get followed?
No, they got me at home before I went.
I'll be goddamned. Where did they get you there about?
They just wanted to ask about the CIA stuff and I don't know, whatever was in the news. I don't pay much attention to questions because I don't answer them.
Right. That's good.
The same thing. And I did get a chance. They raised the... I've made my usual pitch about, you know, that I'm cooperating fully and that I know when the truth is known, there's, you know, it's all
good.
Cleared up. And then they said something about, well, did the president know anything about the Helms meeting or something like that? And I said, as I said before, I'm not going to comment on any specific questions. I can't tell you flatly and categorically that the president had absolutely no knowledge or involvement in any kind of cover-up or anything else related to the Watergate in any way, shape, or form.
Good.
And I said, I'm sure that will become totally clear to you as the facts are known.
The general statements are the best to make.
And I just left it at that. I'm not going to get into the specifics at this point.
Well, we'll get into that. Look, I don't want to hold you if you were just going to have lunch or something. You got about a couple of minutes. I could go over three or four things and nail them down. For what we're planning to do, first with regard to the, I'm planning probably to meet with the leaders, including bipartisan leaders, including the Armed Services Committee, and I'm going to put out all of the national security kind of stuff, which incidentally is going to be very helpful, not so far from your standpoint, but from John's standpoint, because I'm going to say that I ordered the plumber's operation, that I ordered the meeting. I'm going to say that I directed that you and John meet with Helms and Walters for the purpose of seeing whether the CIA was involved, and so forth and so on. I think it's a good idea, don't you think so?
Absolutely, I think it's essential.
Yeah, well, you see, the point is that...
The way you can clear your...
It's the truth, and also we
clear it then.
And we put the issue out where it belongs, that you're goddamn right, so we had a meeting and so forth.
Right.
And so forth. The only difficulty, well, the difficulty with the so-called Helms, Walters Memcons is an indication that is the follow-up of Dean's, you see, where he went and asked for cover, because the implication there would be that you and John, and of course then the president, that we set up this whole goddamn thing for the purpose of getting the CIA to put a cover on this and so forth, which is not the truth.
Right.
And John Flatley will testify to that effect, or has, I assume.
Yep.
I just want to be sure you know that we don't put anything in this statement that is not is going to be at all contrary to what he says. But that you and John have talked about it. You had your meeting, but the purpose of the meeting was the four things that you mentioned.
That's right.
Right. We'll get that in. But I think that's a very good thing to do, and we're working on that today.
Sure.
I'm going to slap it to him hard and tell him why we did it.
That's the only answer on this now, is to
go on the offensive.
Do it exactly that way.
That's right.
Because it's right.
And the whole plumber's operation, I'm going to take that. Also, I want you, I deliberately am only calling you because I don't want to talk to John.
He's out of town. He's out in California.
And obviously, I don't want to talk to Colson, but I want to talk to you because I think you can follow through better than anybody else. Tell John he need have no question. I will take sole complete responsibility for putting a national security cover on this. Also, see, I called Peterson on the 18th at John's suggestion and told him, look, you can question Hunt about anything about Watergate, but you must not get into national security matters. And I've told Peterson that since.
Yeah.
So, and that'll stand up. Because as Peterson says, well, the important thing is we did get the information out there before the trial was over. Also, he said the important thing is, as you told me on the phone, none of the information obtained in this so-called operation ever got to the prosecution.
Right.
Which John will also remember.
Yep.
But those recollections.
Yep. Well, that's all solid, I'm sure.
Yeah. Second point, on the famous Dean papers, you'll be pleased to know that we've got that nailed down all four corners.
Good.
The go order was issued by you, and carried out by Houston on one day, and then 48 hours later, a no order was issued.
Huh.
And it, and some have notes on it that they have the no order. The other part is that nothing whatever was done by any of the agencies involved.
That's what I thought.
You know what I mean, is there were no break-ins, there were no so forth and so on, even though that sort of thing was in the damn paper. But the main point is that as far as we're concerned, you see, what happened here was that this thing, this paper took 2 months for them to write.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then it came into me, and I had the, you know, the, I said, all right, fine, we'll go forward on it, you see, let's go forward. And then Hoover objected on two counts, and my recollection is Mitchell probably called me, but I'm not going to say that because I don't know what the hell Mitchell would say.
Yeah.
I don't want to get him in it, but I'm just going to say that because of his objections, we therefore put a no order. But that sounds pretty good, doesn't it? I mean, it's the truth, but you have nothing that...
I recall nothing that would in any way not go along with that, because as I told Egg when he first told me about it, the only thing I could remember about it was that everything I recalled was that nothing had been done.
That's correct. Well, we've had Bazaar check the damn thing from A to Z, and nothing was done. That we know. As far as we know now, of course, some asshole may have done something we don't know anything about.
You are going to cover that, though.
Oh, hell yes.
That's great, because then you'll be out ahead on that.
Yeah, and we're going to put out the whole damn statement, too.
Good.
Now, it's a rough one. I mean, not rough on us so much, but it's rough in terms of these agencies recommending everything from surreptitious entry to mugging to everything else. But the point is...
But it was signed by all of them.
They all recommended it.
Yeah.
It was unanimous.
Well, that's good, because that shows the tenor of the times.
That's right.
That needs to be done.
It needs to be done, Bob. Also, I'll point out the plumbers thing, why we did it, that we had enough massive leaks, and that I had given orders to all departments to do everything that they could. And at the White House, we developed the capability to do what we could there.
Yep.
And that everything we did there was on that. Now, on that point, just a couple things to nail down. I want to be sure, because I don't want to do a damn thing that will be at all harmful or inconsistent with what you or John may have recalled and therefore have testified to. I have no recollection of John ever telling me about the unsuccessful break-in or whatever it was until we got into the March period.
The psychiatrist?
Yes. And I don't know what his recollection is. Do you know?
That's what I recall, too, but I can check it with him.
The point is that he once said that he thought that I knew. And I don't remember. I have no recollection of his coming in and saying, look, Krogs or the group did this. You know what I mean? See, John says that, you know, Krogs stood up like a man and took the blame for it and said that Ehrlichman had done it. But I don't remember John ever telling me, look, there was an unsuccessful break-in to a psychiatrist office and you should know it. Will you nail that one down for me? Because I don't want to say it unless it's true.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
If I had to know, I had to know. But what I meant is, I don't want I don't want John to get up and testify to the effect, well, I told the president something.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think he would, because I don't think he did tell me. My point is.
Yep.
But he's never discussed that with you. You've never been specific on
the
that.
The only thing anything I can remember on it was simply that, you didn't know.
No, I did.
You did at some point because you knew about that picture.
Yeah, that was in March, though. But
was it? Okay.
I mean, we heard about this damn picture, you know, and we heard about it from Dean.
Yeah, because, see, I didn't know about that. You must have been told about it sometime when I wasn't there, because that came as a surprise to me later when someone told me about it, and I raised it. You said, that you had heard about that.
Heard about the picture. When
you'd heard about it from John or somebody, I think, or maybe from Justice.
When did you raise it with me?
That would have been probably in April.
I see. Well, get that nailed for me, and, you know, you get the facts, and I don't want it to go through too many hands here. If you could do it, I could do it. Now, the third point is that be sure to reassure John, though, that I'm taking total responsibility on this so that he can see he has very properly, I think, told the grand jury he will not testify with regard to national security matters. I told Peterson that, too, on the Hunt thing, and I'm saying that, you know what I mean? I'm not backing off of that one goddamn inch.
Yeah.
And I should. Don't you agree?
Yep.
That's right. Third point is that, and you already told me this, I just want to be sure that there's nothing that you have said or anything. I was not told about the 350 transaction until March is my recollection. And if you've testified to something else, I, of course... Well, okay.
I think at some point in March when this was coming,
yeah.
When Dean had told you about Art, the concern that...
He said Bob's got a problem, and
yeah.
That's the 350.
I think I told you then that,
yeah.
Yes, that
yeah.
I could see why he would feel that, because
yeah.
It was this question.
Yeah, but that may have been after the 20th. That may have been part of the March 21st thing. It may have been earlier in March, but I doubt it.
It was in that period.
But it's in the period.
I think it was probably later.
But whatever, or it might have even been March 21st. The other point is the... that I need to some recollection on the part of John is on this issue of clemency. I have said, you know, that Ziegler has said that I never authorized anyone to offer clemency. Now that's a flat statement, and that is true. I never did. The question is, they said, well, whether or not anybody ever discussed it with me. The only recollection I have of any discussion was, which John reminded me of, was on the beach in June, July, just before we went over to there, and it was only for a minute. He said, you know, looking down the road, one of the problems we're going to have is that I would imagine these fellows will want clemency. And I said, well, we'll have to face that when we come to it, or words to that effect. I need to know whether he has.
Yep.
All I need to know is this, is whether, I just want him to...
that's a correct recollection.
The main point is this. Dean had made this preposterous statement to the effect that they talked about clemency, and that John Ehrlichman walked into the Oval Office, then came back and said, you can offer clemency, but don't be too specific. The president says so.
John totally denies that.
Does he deny that?
Yes.
Well, the other point is whether or not we discussed it and so forth.
Yep.
As far as the meeting with Colson, I told you about that, because that came in when he just mentioned it again tangentially. He said about Hunt, only Hunt. He didn't mention the others, but Hunt and Hunt's wife having been killed in an accident. And I said, well, that was a factor that certainly could be considered. But that would have to be considered, you know, at the time. This was not the time. Colson, I think, backs that all 100%, but I don't know. You don't know either.
I don't know.
Well, don't you bother with that. I'll handle that.
I can't, because I've
got
to stay clear of that.
Stay clear of that. Fine.
But I think you're right.
Yeah. Well, that was do you ever recall, or John, any other discussion of clemency?
Nope.
If so, we'd have been talking about it, wouldn't
yep.
we? The whole clemency thing came up at a later time.
Until you got into the March investigation.
You see, I think Caulfield's talking to so-and-so.
That came from Dean, obviously.
It seemed to me that it did. But
I don't think that's going to come out clearly in Caulfield's testimony.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
That he was told by Dean. But the Dean, of course, said that he was told by Ehrlichman. That's, of course, the way Dean will say it. But
yeah, he's going to have a tough time with that, I think.
Yeah. But the way I piece this together, Bob, is that it wasn't Dean told by Ehrlichman. I think Dean was told by Mitchell.
I think you're probably right.
I think that Mitchell is the fellow that, you know, had the greatest stake here, and he was telling them to promise the goddamn clemency, and Mitchell, believe me, never talked to me about it. What he will say, I don't know, but I never recall any conversation with Mitchell about it. None whatever. In fact, Mitchell, to his credit, never discussed it. I don't remember.
I don't think he would. I think that...
No.
I think he just probably, the way it looks now, I think he just probably told him to go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
I know one other thing in the paper that I assume your people are aware of that you ought to cover probably is there's a story that high officials of the Pentagon, CIA, and State Department were subjected to lie detector tests during a White House investigation news leaks. That's true, you know.
I know, sure.
And I think you ought to say so.
Absolutely. And
that fits right in with the rest of it.
That's right. Listen, Bob,
we did hit them on lie detectors. We knew some of them were lying.
All of that we stand solidly with. As a matter of fact, we, the India-Pakistan, that's the way that was broken.
Yep.
Although that's one we've got to bury forever because of the chiefs. But nevertheless, I don't bother me a bit, the lie detector thing. You'll say, you're damn right we did.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Don't worry.
It gives you one more chance to
hit the national security
agree
thing.
Agree to something, yeah.
hit the national security
right.
thing. Yeah. And let these people squeal about it. The other point is that I wish you would get clarification from John on. I have no recollection of John or you ever asking me, and I mentioned this to you the other day, about whether you could call Kalmbach, you know, at that time.
No. Nope.
And I don't know whether you have testified to that or John has or so forth. Do you know?
I'm sure that he has no thought of that because we've gone over that in considerable detail, and that point never came up.
Well,
it wasn't even a factor, but I'll check it specific.
Yeah. I don't recall his ever talking to me, and the other point, of course, is I don't know whether I ever talked to Kalmbach. You know, I'm just wondering if possibly he called me or some damn thing.
I don't think so.
That I don't know, but
I just can't imagine it because this wasn't that big a deal.
I don't think it was.
Routine okay of you know, is it all right for him to?
Yeah. Well, we'll have to have somebody else talk to Kalmbach and see whether how he got what he did and you know so forth. But John probably knows because John had a long talk with Kalmbach in April when he was conducting his.
Let me ask him.
Yeah, and because I don't recall Kalmbach ever asking me about it. Frankly, I learned that Kalmbach was doing it in March. Understand? I'm not trying to get off of it because I think it was proper. I think the 350 is proper. But my point is the question of knowledge is whether I had knowledge. I've got to be sure.
I don't think you did.
But I need to know on that point what it was.
Okay.
And so with John, the fact of the matter is the points. And as far as you recall, with regard to the meeting with Walters, et cetera, the four points we were concerned about were, one, the fact that some of these people had been involved in the Bay of Pigs.
Right.
Two, the fact that there were reports that Mexican money was involved. Which
I don't really recall that, but I deny it.
That apparently was in. Well, I don't know then. Then let's see, what were the other points?
Well, there was the first basic question, was the CIA involved?
Yes.
Had they been involved?
Yes.
Was one point. The next point was the question of the FBI concern about asking for guidance on the investigation, and we did say that they should limit the investigation to the Watergate involvement of these people because there was concern about other activities in the national security area that had been in the past carried out by these people totally unrelated to Watergate.
That's exactly right, and that's what we intend to say.
And then the question of the, I guess the Mexican money came up. I don't remember that, but at that point, if it did, it was that we didn't know what that was all about, and the question was that a CIA thing.
Yeah.
And then the question, was there concern about the Bay of Pigs business with some of these people?
Well, of course, this whole thing of that thing is so damn ridiculous in one sense that as I have said to you, if we were going to do it that way, why in the name of God did we have Helms in the meeting?
Well, that's right. Of course, we can't say that.
No. But, and they say, well,
you know inside.
The point is that we know inside that, I mean, damn it, Bob, we're not trying to lie here.
That's
we're
right.
telling the truth.
That's right.
And this lurid scheme of having them on the payroll and so forth, had John ever heard of that before?
Nope.
Or you?
Nope.
You'd never heard about this. I mean, I had never heard of it. You know, that was a brand new one to me. That, again, might have come out of Mitchell, do you think, or Dean?
Or Dean himself.
Yeah, could have.
I don't know. I
guess the two critical points are, one, what John, if anything, is going to say with regard to having discussed clemency.
Right, I'll check that.
Two, whether
the question of the Kalmbach call, whether he never knew about that.
Whether he or Kalmbach, whether they informed me, you know what I mean?
Right. The question of the
whether I
psychiatrist break-in.
And the question of whether or not I was informed of the psychiatrist break-in. You see, because if I was informed, then frankly, I am derelict for. I mean, they can blame John, but they've also got to blame me for not firing Hunt and that bunch right then, you see. See, that's the real question there. But, Bob,
I don't think you did.
I just can't imagine that I would have known of such a jackass thing without doing it. But I don't want, if John I've got to know that. See.
Well, we'll find out. I don't think he does, but I'll.
Yeah. And I don't. I'm sure it's not true. I'm sure it's not true. And if he hasn't testified, I would hope he wouldn't. But with all your other problems, you could weigh into those. Those are the loose ends here, and I can assure you this statement is going to be a humdinger.
Great.
And it's going to lay it all out there.
Well, I think it'll...
On the national security thing, I'm going to defend the bugging. I'm going to defend the bugging. I'm going to defend the plumbers. I'm going to defend, not only defend, I'm going to say why we did it. And I'm going to say why we tried to keep this out of the Watergate.
Yep.
And that was that. But these other questions are questions on Watergate that I need. I don't know that...
He's got to shift to a positive attitude on all this, too.
Henry?
Yeah.
Oh, he will.
And they're trying to make him out as being so deeply concerned about the morality of this and all that. That's a lot of baloney, and he's got to get off of that and get on to the thing of...
Well, Haig is...
Was a question of leaking the stuff out.
Haig is being... going to be very tough with him when he gets back.
Yep.
If Henry wants to be talk about morality, I mean... We've got him nailed six ways to one because you remember, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Who the hell was pushing for this stuff?
Absolutely.
Who was squealing the most about the leaks? You know, about these NISMs and so forth.
Right.
I didn't give a shit about the NISMs.
But he was right.
Yeah, I know he was right.
He was right squealing about them.
I know. What I meant is, though, that you can't say now that whether it was moral or immoral to bug these goddamn people, how else are you going to get the leaks? And that's what we were trying to do.
Yep.
Well, on the more positive side, you'll be interested to know that Henry's having a pretty good meeting in Paris. We may get about 70% of the ceasefire reinstated.
Great.
He thinks we'll announce it around Friday. Second, the POW thing is going to come off. The big tent's going to come off. Our third, we got a fantastic welcome in Norfolk, in Virginia. It was
great.
Got 18,000 people, but screaming and hollering and yelling and so forth and so on, and not one whit about Watergate. Of course,
I think that
this thing is of course pervasive in the country, and it affects our politicians more than anybody else. It affects the press. It hurts. But on the other hand, in when people talk about this business of the, you know, the confidence and so forth in the stock market and so forth, all of that has a lot to do with sort of the same syndrome we went through in Cambodia and all the other things.
It's the same, group.
Mm-hmm. And also the same
factions.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Bob, Al Haig was telling me that he had to sort of shore up Finch a little today. And Finch is now incidentally leaning to governor. He came in and told me he's been leaning to governor. And I said, Bob, just do what you want. I mean, I just given up, you know. He comes in and out, and that's his problem.
Yep.
And he'll do what he wants, and we'll. But I don't mean that Bob is sort of like the other politicians, you know, that most of the politicians are not about to stand up till they see how the damn thing's going to come out.
Yep.
But aren't you pleased about that kind of a reaction in Norfolk at this point in time?
I am, but I'm not at all surprised. I think that's
really?
No, sir, not at all. And I think that's what you'd find any place.
Mm-hmm. You see, the whole argument of the so-called, and it isn't a very big crowd, but the so-called resignation crowd and so forth, is that, well, if the president gets out, then the new president would then not have Watergate on his back.
Oh.
And I wonder if that... how does that argument strike you?
That doesn't hold at all. That's ridiculous.
Really?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. Because it's just one of those things. I think we just... My own view is you have to fight right through to the finish on the son of a bitch.
Absolutely.
And how your lawyers feel?
Fine.
Listen, is he still a fighter?
Oh, sure. Sure is.
Archibald Cox, how do they feel about him?
They say he's, from what they know of him, a good man, tough, brilliant. As Wilson said, I would never pick a professor for anything, but if you got to have a professor, he's probably as good as any.
I think that, while he will be political as hell, that he has some areas of decency in him. I met him years ago.
Wilson seemed to feel that.
I mean, Archie Cox is not about to just get out on a vendetta, you know, like the other.
Yeah.
So one other thing, if you can mention to John that I have told him, and that they asked me, that Ron was questioned with about John's meeting with Byrne, I just told him to tell him that John Ehrlichman had the responsibility for checking with various people who had been mentioned as possible FBI directors. His discussion with Byrne was in that context only,
yeah,
and had absolutely nothing to do with the case.
Right.
Because he had been prominently mentioned as a potential director. But you remember the damn thing.
Yep.
I mean,
sure.
He came down there, and I shook his hand for a minute, and that was that.
Right.
Right. Well, if you could run these things down, I would appreciate it. And Allen said that John was concerned about whether I would my position with Peterson with regard to the Hunt thing being national security. He need have no concern whatever.
The only thing he was concerned was that if you didn't stay with that position, you had the problem of Peterson as a loose cannon.
Oh, hell yes.
You make the point that you covered it that way, then you got no
problem. I told Peterson that.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
I directed him that it was national security, and I'm going to stick right to that.
System with all the rest of them.
That's what I'm going to do, and I have told Peterson that personally, too.
Yep.
And, of course, Peterson is in a bind there. I mean, here